Anyway, homing pigeons can find their way safely back home over distances of more than 1,000 miles. But birds don't do this with sat-nav. They actually have to rely on natural navigation. So it's known that they use the sun, the position of the sun, as a compass. And it's also been known for a while that birds can use the Earth's magnetic field to help them find their way home. But we don't really know much about how this actually works. And now scientists have thought for a while that birds like pigeons, they might have iron-based molecules somewhere in their bodies that are responding to this magnetic field. And so Goethe Fleissner and her colleagues at the University of Frankfurt think that they've actually found these metal particles now. And they found little particles of iron-based molecules called maghemite and magnetite in special parts of nerve cells known as sensory dendrites, which are in the skin that lines the upper beak of homing pigeons, so basically in their nose. And these crystals contain iron oxide compounds that are formed by the reaction of iron and oxygen. Now, they found that these dendrites, these parts of the nerve cells, are arranged in really complex three-dimensional patterns. And the scientists think that this allows the birds to orientate themselves in three-dimensional space, so sort of up, down and across. So effectively, they've got their own sat-nav in their beaks.
So this is anatomical data, Kat, isn't it? They've looked, found something that could do this, but have they done the logical experiment? Let's put pigeons in a magnetic field and see if they fly in the wrong direction.
They haven't done that yet, but some other researchers have done experiments like that with animals that use the magnetic field.
Because we were talking about bats not so long ago, weren't we? And bats have definitely been proven to navigate this way. And the guys put these bats in a magnetic field at sunset. And it's really cool because as the sun goes down, the bats use the position of the sun to set their internal compass because they know the sun sets and rises on the appropriate side of the horizon, obviously. They use that as their reference point and then set their compass according to whatever the Earth's magnetic field is doing at that point. And so they know which direction to fly. So when the guys put the bats in a magnetic cage, so it was pointing their magnetic field in the wrong direction, at sunset, the bats all took off in the wrong direction because their compass had gone.
Exactly. So scientists think that they use this kind of the sun as a compass and then magnets as a map. But before now, they hadn't really found what it is. Yeah, people think that these magnetic particles are in bird brains, but now it looks like they've actually tracked them down. And so the question remains, are these kind of particles in other birds that,
what about us?
That navigate? Maybe in us?
I don't know. Is that your sense of direction? Because some people
certainly
do
not
have a good,
in men, I
do
think.
You have a good sense of direction?
I've got quite a good one.
Because my wife's got an excellent sense of direction and I am terrible. But she still has to turn the map upside down.
Definitely.
Do you turn the map upside down?
No,
because my wife has to turn the map upside down. I don't. I can visualise things in three dimensions very well, but I am absolutely hopeless. When we were wandering around in Paris, it was the only time she went wrong and I was right. Most of the time she'll say, you need to turn left here, and I'll say, no, it's got to be right. And she'll say, no, it's definitely left, and it's left.
I think there's a whole show of discussion here about whether men and women are better at finding their direction.
So the bottom line with this pigeon business is...
pigeons in their beaks, in the skin in their beaks, in the nerve cells, they think they found these magnetic particles now, which explains how homing pigeons, how they set their map using the Earth's magnetic field. Obviously, more work needs to be done, but it's very interesting.